In the National Football League, it has been a through-the-looking-glass season, with 2 weeks to go until the start of the playoffs. Teams that have been at the bottom of the standings are now on top. The ones that have been on top are now at the bottom. And joining us to explain this is Stefan Fatz. Stefan, the Chicago Bears, the San Francisco 49ers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they're coming back strong. How did that happen?
Well, partly good coaching, partly economics. The Bears are the biggest surprise in the league. They've got 11 wins, 3 losses, and they've clinched their first playoff spot since 1994. Their coach is a Yale grad and a former NFL defensive back named Dick Geron. The 49ers did it a different way. They had to rebuild entirely because of excessive spending on players when the team was so successful in the 1990s. But by doing that, they had mortgaged the future with these costly player signings. They had to rebuild the old-fashioned way by developing their own talent. And finally, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they've got a coach who's tough, Bill Cowher, and it's helped that Cordell Stewart, their quarterback, who was best known for playing three positions, none of them especially well, has finally proven to be a good, solid NFL quarterback.
You know, in football, they sometimes say the way to start a downhill slide is to win the Super Bowl. Last year's Super Bowl teams, the Baltimore Ravens, they won, and the New York Giants don't look like they're going to repeat their appearances.
No, especially the Giants. They're 7-7 so far. But oddly enough, and this is the way of the NFL, they can still manage to sneak into the playoffs if they win their last two games. Baltimore has not been the intimidating defensive team that they were last year. And if all goes wrong in the last 2 weeks, they could also not make the playoffs. Another down team has been the Minnesota Vikings. They made it to the National Football Conference championship game last year. They never recovered from the death of their lineman, Corey Stringer, during a summer practice in the heat. It also hasn't helped that team that their star wide receiver Randy Moss has a big mouth earlier this year. He said that he plays hard only when he feels like it.
Well, speaking of attitude, the NFL officials must be relieved there haven't been any more bottle throwing incidents like the ones in Cleveland and New Orleans a couple of weeks ago. The fans just threw bottles on the field, protesting calls by the referees.
Yeah, a lot of people thought after that that the episodes were some harbinger of a new world of hooliganism in the NFL. High ticket prices, the weak economy had finally pushed fans over the edge. But I think that these were isolated incidents the way they normally are in American sports. In Cleveland, the fans were just angry that they'd lost two games in a row, partly because of referee decisions in the final seconds. Mostly the episodes, to me, it makes you wonder why teams sell beer in plastic bottles, which are projectiles waiting to happen. And the answer is you can sell more beer when vendors don't have to pour it into a paper cup. Now, four teams have banned the sale of plastic bottles in stadiums since these episodes, despite the dire revenue implications.
A final question about basketball. Some coaching changes in the National Basketball Association. Jeff Van Gundy of the New York Knicks just decided he didn't want to do it anymore, and he quit. This week, Dan Issel resigned as coach and president of the Denver Nuggets after making a really insulting racial remark, apparently to a fan. And in Chicago, Tim Floyd quits after a pretty bad job with the post-Michael Jordan Bulls.
Yeah, Issel apologized to the Hispanic community in Denver, but the team decided that it was just better to change coaches. And in the NBA, that made sense. The NBA is built in large part on the racial inclusiveness of players, front offices, and fans. In Chicago, a different story. Tim Floyd had a thankless job. He took over a team that had won 6 championships but had no players. He won an astounding 49 games and had 190 losses in 3+ years in Chicago. His replacement is Bill Cartwright, who was on the Bulls for 5 of those championships. Cartwright, by the way, joins Don Chaney, who took over the New York Knicks as the latest African-American coach in the league. Race is not an issue in the NBA's coaching ranks the way it is in other sports.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thank you, Noah.
Stefan Fatsis, The Wall Street Journal, talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.